AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Boeing is back to selling 737 MAX jets. The announcement was made at the Paris Air Show. International Airlines Group signed a letter of intent for 200 Boeing 737 aircraft. It's the first sale since the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX in March. Another MAX jet crashed in Indonesia last year, and the planes are now grounded while an investigation continues. In all, the crashes killed 346 people. With more U.S. troops being sent to the Middle East by President Trump, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to know what is going on with Iran.
Nobody knows what their plans are and why they're doing what. And as we have learned over since the 60s, unless the American people are on board with a strategy, it ultimately is not going to get their support and Congress's support.
China's top diplomat is warning the U.S. against opening a Pandora's box in the Middle East. President Trump says he'll hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week at a summit of nations in Japan. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says tariffs are giving the U.S. a trade advantage.
A strong case could be made. It falls more heavily on China. And we're actually seeing evidence. China's their companies, they're losing market share.
The goal is to pressure Beijing to stop stealing American technology, forcing U.S. businesses to hand over trade secrets and unfairly subsidizing Chinese tech companies. And as a result of the president's announcement, stocks have moved higher. Indiana's Attorney General Curtis Hill is being sued in federal court by four women who say he drunkenly groped them during a party last year. Hannah Kaufman Joseph represents the women.
Each of these four women has faced retaliation and other unlawful employment actions as a result of this incident and because of their reporting of it to state officials and the public.
Hill has denied any wrongdoing and has rejected calls to resign in Indiana. This is AP Radio News. A strong earthquake was felt in Japan.
Japan's meteorological agency says the quake, registering magnitude 6.8, happened off the west coast of Yamagata. Although the tremor was fairly shallow, about 6 miles below the sea's surface, such quakes can cause more damage on the Earth's surface than deeper ones. The agency now predicts a possible tsunami as high as 1 yard. Local media says some bullet train lines have been suspended, but no abnormalities have been reported at 7 nuclear reactors. Meanwhile, rescue efforts are underway after a quake in southwestern China left at least 12 people dead and well over 130 others injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 5-year-old horse died of a suspected heart attack during a race at Laurel Park in Maryland, the 12th racehorse to die in that state this year. One was a filly that collapsed and died running at Baltimore's Pimlico racecourse just one day ahead of the Preakness Stakes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.